Well, good morning. I have a question for all of you guys. How many of you have ever been on a hike? All right. So what are some of the rules when you go on a hike? You got any of you guys know some of the rules that your parents ever told you? What's one of the rules?
Don't run away.
Running away is definitely a good one. I agree with you on that one. Anyone know any other rules?
No.
All right. Well, some of the rules that, you know, my parents always told me was obviously stay with the group and don't run away. But they told me not to go off the trail. And so I was in eighth grade, so I was 13, and I was in Pathfinders. Love Pathfinders. And we decided that we were going to go on a hike. And this was back in the time when there was a man there who loved hiking. His name was Travis Johnson. And if you know anything about this guy would go skiing in shorts. He was a very interesting man. So he was a good friend of mine, and with me and my friend Luke, some of you guys know Luke, and we went on this hike. And it started off normal, just walking. And we got close to this river, and we kept following the river. Eventually, I fell in, so it didn't matter to me. So I was walking in the middle of the river. I should have known better, but it's okay. So I kept walking in the river, just cruising. We were all just walking in there. All of a sudden, it dawned on us that we had been going for about an hour, and we were still in the river. Normally, you don't stay next to the river that long. And so we started thinking, like, are we even on the trail anymore? Because we couldn't see the trail. We couldn't see anything anymore. All of a sudden, we realized that there was no trail anymore. That we had totally gone the wrong way, and we realized that we were lost. And so we started thinking about it, like, well, how do we get back? How do we find our way back? And Travis, being the smart man, looked up and saw on the side of this hill, on this mountain, that the trail was all the way at the top of the hill. And he said, well, it's right there. Why don't we climb up the side of the mountain and get to it? Well, with me being 13, believing that I'm invincible, I said, I can do it. Let's do it. So we decided to go on this hike up the side of the mountain. Not the brightest idea, guys. I'm going to tell you that right now. Because this was a very steep mountain. And when I was going up, me and Luke were moving from shrub to shrub. Because if you didn't, there was a long fall back down. And, you know, it took a lot of trust that Travis was doing the right thing. And I believe that I heard Luke saying a quick prayer as we were going up. And eventually, we made it to the top. We got back on the trail. And we're all very thankful that we actually made it back up there. And we started heading back to camp because it was getting late. Now, guys, when something is told to us, sometimes we don't always believe it's right. True? And, you know, sometimes our parents tell us to do something and we don't want to do it or anything. But guys, when our parents tell us something, they're normally right. And so, you know, as you go on this week, I want you guys to remember to trust your parents and also to trust God. Trust that you're doing the right thing. Because, you know, sometimes you may not believe it's right, but it ends up leading you exactly where you need to be. Like for us. We didn't believe that that was the right way, but it got us right back to the trail. All right? All right. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for this nice Sabbath day where we get to hang out in church and get to learn a little bit more about you. I ask that you be with us through this week and you keep us safe and help us to remember to trust in our parents and to trust in you. All these things I ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.